Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American-Statesman in the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds. A trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tiger Woods is taking a swing at a Saudi-backed golf series.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to live and to play there, I disagree with it. What they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts man will spend 11 years in prison for driving to Michigan to try to kidnap a former girlfriend. Police found brass knuckles, handcuffs, zip ties, a stun gun, and duct tape when they stopped 49-year-old Damon Burke in Detroit last year. He pleaded guilty to attempted kidnapping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Officials released new civilian injury and casualty numbers in Ukraine on Tuesday. Overall, injury and casualty numbers hold at 11,544, according to the United Nations. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their respective corners about who's to blame for crippling inflation.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Yeah, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lego is closing its business in Russia indefinitely and laying off its 90 Moscow-based employees, according to the Danish toymaker on Tuesday. Lego has terminated its contract with franchisee Inventive Retail Group, which owned and operated 81 stores on Lego's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop. Hey, what's that?
9.1%. Wow, that's where we are with inflation. Of course, like you need me to tell you. Who cares about the number? All we know is the reality when we go to the gas pump. And, of course, the White House had anticipated the bad news and already tried to put a pre-spin on their spin. It's just it's unbelievable, Rick Manning. I got to bring you on right now and get your comment on this. Boy, you know, between the president's numbers falling like a rock, inflation, the reality of what's going on, the poster children of the World Economic Forum, all these countries who have gone full on with this Green Deal agenda, like Ghana and Sri Lanka, biting the dust. And of course, European nations already, being, you know, tsunamied by inflation and food shortages as well. It doesn't bode well. And, you know, the American people have got to wake up, because the road that Joe Biden and this new liberal order wants to take us on is an absolute disaster, Rick.
It is an absolute disaster. Let me just, I've spent the last half hour looking at the numbers, and let me just poke around a little bit here, because I think the people all see it at the grocery store and the like. What I don't think that people fully comprehend is the government does measure the impact of this on your salary, on how much money you take home. And what this actually means is for the average person, the average person, you got your wages are worth 3.6% less. A full 1%, your wages are worth 1% less today than they were a month ago. 1% less. That is the Biden inflation tax. You paid 1% of your wages, not just this month, but forever. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we experienced this last month alone. Over the course of the last 12 months, your actual real earnings, how much money you actually have in your paycheck, on average declined 4.4%. And so that's including any raises you got. So the average person has 4.4% fewer dollars in their pocket, take-home pay in their pocket. And the reason the take-home pay is a little bit different is because the number of hours people are working, who are hourly employees, the number of hours they're working on average shrunk just this past month by 0.9%. Right. So we have so people are not being paid to stick around the office as long because of either slack conditions or because of supply chain or both. That's the devastating number out of all this. We all see the price
the prices we're paying at the grocery store, the prices pump gone down a little bit. We're seeing, although over the month it's more, it's higher. We're all seeing that. That's something we could touch and feel. But once businesses start cutting back on the amount of hours people are working, that's the precursor to layoffs. That's the precursor to job losses. And that was the real number I wanted to look at, because I, unlike others, when I looked at the jobs report on this past Friday, I saw trouble, because I combined it with what, with the increased number of unemployed people on unemployment insurance, first time claims that we've seen over the last 3 months. And we are beginning to enter a phase where, demand for workers is going to go down, and the demand for, and we're going to start seeing more and more layoffs. It's a, so that's the phase we're going into. And quite honestly, this last jobs report may be the last one that Joe Biden wants to talk about. But that's just me being predictive looking forward. Yeah. But this actual inflation number affirms the concern that we have hit kind of the end of the jobs economy that's been really just going gangbusters since we came out of the 2 month, you know, destruction of our economy by COVID. And
Rick, could you imagine, Rick, where we'd been if Trump's economy and job creation hadn't done what it did?
Well,
I mean, because you got the law of capacity. I mean, Trump expanded the capacity for jobs, and you know, pre-COVID. Then we got into COVID. Of course, they locked everything down. This was all, you know, by design and consequential.
Right.
And of course, then you've got the Biden administration trying to claim some sort of credit for something that they didn't build. I mean, net-net, there's no net-net from the Biden administration, is there?
No, there isn't. And here, like, one of the basic differences between the way people who believe in free enterprise view the economy and people who believe in government control view the economy. People who believe in free enterprise know that the economy is elastic. It grows and it shrinks, and then it grows more and it shrinks. And that's part of a cycle. But the economy is a growing thing. It is expanding. It's an expanding universe. As new things are created, as new ideas come to market, as innovations occur, as certain things, you end up with more wealth being created, and a bigger pie to be split up. The left believes the pie is a static pie. It believes that it's fixed. And it needs, and the job of government is to determine what size a piece of the pie everybody should get. And as a result, because you view a static pie, a pie that isn't growing is shrinking. So what you end up with is their static view of our economy ends up creating policies which causes the economy to shrink. And that's why you're going to see a recession. You know, we're in a recession, and the economists will admit it about, you know, sometime next month.
Rick, you just pointed out something that's absolutely brilliant, and I'm not sure that people really caught this, and they need to see what's going on, because this is the nature of government. It's reactive. It's not proactive. You know, they're always behind the ball. They're chasing the economy. They're chasing marketing. They're chasing the markets, because that's not their job. I mean, how arrogant of them to think that they have any control. The only thing that they can do is impede. And that's what they've done. They continue to do that because they just have to have some sort of, I don't know, their ego is so vested in this that they think as elites, you know, well, I graduated from Harvard, I graduated from Yale and Princeton, I know so much more, you know. And you get people like Ocasio-Cortez, who maybe she's just kind of, you know, lit herself up, and she will not be back in this next Congress, because it's just like, I don't want to hear from her anymore. I mean, she doesn't advance and offer anything of growth and positive ideas
at any level, even from a leftist idea that you might say, you know what, I don't necessarily agree with you, but I kind of see where you're coming from. Here, it's just, it's a constant deconstruct of things that she has no control of and theories that are just outlandish. I mean, it's like, wow, you and Joe Biden, you guys are in the same planet somewhere, and it's not here.
And no actual understanding of it.
And how scary it is, you know, supposedly that she majored in econ.
Well,
I mean, it's like Boston says, hey, we want our degree back, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she should get a refund.
Well, man, we gotta go to break. We got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Rick Manning is with us. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, there's so much to address here. We've got Biden going to Saudi Arabia. He was in Israel yesterday. And we talked about this going into this, is that a president is not going to, well, generally, they don't go, let's say about 99% of the time, that's more than general, they don't go and have these kind of visits and these kind of meetings overseas unless there's something to do an end zone dance and spike the football and talk about some sort of great deliverable that you've got. And Biden is going and he's buck naked. He's got breakfast tacos. That's all he's got.
Well, I was going to say he's butt naked and he likes it, but that's a different story. It is highly unusual for a president to not, when they go meet with other foreign leaders, to not have something prearranged that's going to come out of that meeting. And he's got nothing prearranged that's going to come out of the Saudi meeting. So what do we have? We have a president who is at war with who went to Jerusalem yesterday and told the Israeli government that they were not welcome at a meeting in Jerusalem.
Unbelievable.
Okay? So he then goes to Riyadh, to Saudi Arabia.
Hang on just a second. Don't forget that he gave, what, $300 million to the Palestinians?
Yes.
Right, so he's in Israel, he gives them $300 million, and where do you think that $300 million is going to go to?
Well, I know the Israelis know what it's going to go to, and that's it's going to go to terrorist attacks. It's a
and to the widows' funds and all these past terrorists that have done damage to Israeli. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Right, and it props up, and basically, half will go into the fund of the Palestinian leaders or offshore accounts. So all in all, he's thrown away the strategic advantage that President Trump had created through the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords live, though, and this is what Biden doesn't understand. He doesn't get to determine whether the Abraham Accords live or not. It's the states that exist and that are part of them that get to determine that. Saudi Arabia is a silent partner in the Abraham Accords. And so when he slaps around Israel and makes Israel essentially supporting those who want to take down Israel, what he's doing, what he's telling the Saudis is, if he'll treat Israel that way, we know how he's treating us.
Exactly.
So why are we going to do him a favor?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Saudis will either embarrass him or they will extract a significant amount of military goods that had been denied them by the Biden administration previously, so they can defend themselves against terrorists funded by the United States government via Iran. So that's what's happening today in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And it is an American president is going to come out of there. And, I don't know what deal he's going to try to announce, but he's going in naked. So he's desperate to come up with a deal. And you never want to go into a car dealership not having a car to drive out of it if you don't get the deal you want. And that's what he's got. That's where he is. Today's inflation number exacerbates that because he becomes more and more desperate to come up with something that might have some impact on inflation, when, in fact, all he needs to do is say, we're reversing decision on the Keystone XL pipeline. We're going to increase drilling. We're going to approve the drilling for Anwar and go and do a series of steps that turn the spigot on here,
right,
as opposed to making us dependent upon the Saudis turning the spigot on there.
And why not, Rick? I mean, at this point, he's lame duck. I mean, his own party doesn't want him to run again. I mean, this was kind of ridiculous. The polling, is a disaster.
People who are going to vote for the Democrats, though, this is their problem. The only people who are going to vote for them are the people who want this fundamental transformation that's being jammed down our throats through this green, through the implementation of the Green New Deal without any congressional approval.
But Rick, what do you think? What do you think the real number? What do you think the real number is, though, of Democrats? I mean, when they did this and when they presented it, remember, you know, in for the 2020 election, the campaign, they presented it to their constituency, and the best they could get was maybe, you know, 30% plus or minus that were interested in it. Now they're feeling the reality of what this really looks like, and they see what's happening in other nations, that this is a rabbit hole. This is one dark hole leading to food shortages, poverty, you know, countries, you know, just imploding on themselves right now. This is all a bad sign, and I don't care how positive Klaus Schwab wants to put, you know, a spin on this deal. The reality is these policies are failing. I mean, what's it going to hurt Joe Biden? I mean, at this point right now, if he comes back and says, okay, fine, look at, you know, maybe he has a moment like Bill Clinton says, the era of big government's over. Hey, we're going to reverse course. We're going to get this thing back on track. And maybe he saves the party. Short of that, I mean, these Democrats, they're thinking, okay, they're applying for, you know, greeters jobs at Walmart because they know that their seats are gone.
Their seats are gone, and those greeters' jobs at Walmart are going to be eliminated. So, as everything goes online, but that's a different problem for them. The fact is that Joe Biden, AOC, Pelosi, Schumer have led the Democrats into what's worse than a box canyon. A box canyon, at least you can fight your way out. They're completely and totally trapped, and it is and America's suffering as a result. This is not a good thing. It's not a good thing when our leadership is so philosophically bound to destruction of the free enterprise system that it has nowhere else to go but forward towards continuing to destroy it.
This is why they can't allow Donald Trump's voice to be heard. And this, you know, this J6 faux committee hearing, the people are getting it. You know, just to your point, people are going, whoa, wait a minute. If they can do this to Trump, they're going to do, well, they're already doing it to us. Look at all the political prisoners. Man, if you don't play ball with these guys, I mean, this is absolutely, you know, this is so pernicious that these people are in control. And if the American people somehow, and I mean, if they can't even be vigilant on both sides to make sure that there's a free and fair election, I mean, heaven help us. I mean, you know, for those of us that want to live in a free America and live, you know, according to the constitutional principles that were enumerated 246 years ago, you know, I mean, heaven help us, Rick.
Yeah, heaven help us. It is, although, Bill, as we both know, that's all we've ever had to fall back
yes.
on, and it's all we really need to fall back on. But as a nation, we're at a crucible. We're at an inflection point where mm-hmm. we're going to head to a path of where we're on the ash heap of history, or we're going to discover those things that made America great, including a belief in God, a belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we're going to rediscover those things, and we're going to be blessed once again. And yes, the people have to say, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We're going to go and we're going to turn out anybody who supports what's been happening in this country over the last year and a half. And
well, to your point, Rick,
basics commission, because they need a shiny object to try to take people's attention off of what's really happening.
Exactly. The real pain that people are enduring, and that pain is larger than any kind of propaganda narrative that the J6 committee would want to thrust upon us. Rick, you know, time and again, we've been here before. We've had tough times like this. It has been people of faith. It has been the church that has stepped up and saved America time and time again. And I think that we're here again at this inflection point, as you say. And, you know, my encouragement to the church is be bold, be brave, be courageous, and stand forth, because you you know on which you stand, the solid rock, because if the country ever needed people of faith, it is now that we need people of faith. Otherwise, we're going to be like Venezuela. We're going to be like Ghana. We're going to be like the rest of these nations, what's happening in Europe with blackouts and all kinds of poverty going on. Thank you.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States has sent the guided missile destroyer USS Benfold through the northern South China Sea near the disputed Paracel Islands in a move condemned by China. Military officials say the Freedom of Navigation operation was necessary to assert rights and freedoms under international law. Uvalde, Texas surveillance video shows police response as a gunman fired more than 100 rounds inside Robb Elementary School, murdering children and teachers. The investigation says 18-year-old Salvador Ramos could have been stopped by law enforcement three different times, but wasn't. Sri Lanka's President Rajapaksa fled the country on Tuesday following months of protest over its economic crisis. Rajapaksa's sudden departure prompted the Sri Lankan Prime Minister's office to announce a nationwide state of emergency on Wednesday and impose curfew in the western province. USA Radio News.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeffrey Dickens is going to join us in just a second. He's the Deputy Research Director at the Media Research Center. And before we get into that, just a little bit of background here. It is incredible. You know the Democrats are absolutely, I mean, they're verklempt over all this. They don't know what to do with themselves. They want to quiet Donald Trump, any American First voice out there as possible, because they know that they're in serious trouble. They're in serious trouble on so many matters. I mean, it is unbelievable. The American people see what's going on and how Donald Trump is being attacked, how it's a unfair, no counter prosecutorial questions on people. They're just allowed to say things, anonymous reporting, and we're just buying into this. I mean, this is the impeachment fiasco all over again, as you'll recall. And the American people are smart enough. They figured out. Meanwhile, we've got a president and his family that have, if anything is treasonous, with evidence of a laptop, emails, I mean, it's unbelievable the profound amount of evidence that is there. And meanwhile, the media is absolutely quiet, as they have been from day one, regarding the laptop from hell. Jeffrey, this is so obvious. what they're doing and the two-tiered justice system that we are enduring in this country. And I got to believe fair-minded people, I mean, if they weren't so overwhelmed dealing with inflation and, you know, food shortages, their jobs and all that's going on right now, there would be more outrage.
Yeah, what we see here in Newsbusters is, as you mentioned, the laptop from hell, Hunter Biden. The scandals keep coming in. They're being revealed on almost a daily basis. And what we see is the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, evening and morning shows, are not covering it. Mm-hmm. They're not covering the Hunter Biden scandals at all. And I would like to point out, imagine if this was not Hunter Biden, but Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You don't think
we
would be hearing about all these charges of possibly breaking the latest one is possible federal prosecution charges for Hunter Biden because he might have taken prostitutes across state lines as a federal charge. And there's all his connections with shady oil companies in China and his connections to Joe Biden himself.
Exactly.
It's not covering it.
Right.
We've got
a whole list
of new things since June, just June, of Hunter Biden scandals on Newsbusters that they're not covering.
Yeah, on one hand, it's almost, I mean, what we do hear about, I mean, it's a train wreck. I mean, this family is a mess. I mean, they need therapy. And, you know, you hear about these things and the story, you know, from the laptop and all credible stuff. And on one hand, I'm glad it's not Donald Jr., because if it was, we would get all the gruesome details. It would be more than just M&Ms. There would be all kinds of stuff that would be exposed and talked about, you know, endlessly. And could you imagine, Adam Schiff and Nadler et al., they would just be beside themselves. I mean, the government would stop over, you know, their focused attention on exposing, you know, the Trump and Trump family. But yet here we have now a president in office who is compromised to no end. And there's no suspicion. There's no consideration. Congress isn't, you know, saying anything about this whatsoever. The vulnerability. And then on top of that, last week we find out from Reuters, they report that Biden releases from our strategic reserve this oil that was supposed to be for Americans, right? And then we find out that, nope, they opened up the spigot and they're sending it to China. Are you picking kidding me? And then again, you follow the money and you start seeing the Biden connection with China and how their elite captured and how Hunter has been involved and how many millions of dollars the Biden family has gotten through Hunter and his brilliant enterprise, right? And
right.
Here we are, all at our expense, Jeffrey, and we're the ones that are paying $5 to $7 a gallon of gas. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, this is the Daily Mail report on July 9th that the 950,000 barrels of strategic petroleum reserve Biden sold to China. Oh, and by the way, it went through a Chinese company that Hunter Biden happens to have shares in. Interesting how that worked out.
Right, exactly. Talk about quid pro quo that, you know, exploded Nancy's skull, right?
Right.
This is such a blatant. And plus, you know, the other thing I keep bringing out, Jeff, and I'm wondering why they're not picking up on this. This, you got to remember, the genesis of all this is in the Obama administration. Now, you're going to tell me Barack Obama's not, you know, his beak's not getting wet? Because it was not only his number two guy, it's not only his friend, the Secretary of State under the Clinton Foundation. This all happened under this administration, Obama-Biden. And nobody says a word about Barack Obama. Nobody's looking into it to see, well, wait a minute, you know, did the President of the United States then and afterwards, is he getting his beak wet along the way? Is he getting a little bit of, maybe a soft, unnamed big guy in the distribution here?
Well, right, and a lot of this happened with Hunter Biden basically using his father's name was when Joe Biden was at, you know, the vice president during the Barack Obama administration. So all of this goes back, you're right, traces all the way back to the Obama administration. We have Republican Congressman James Comer accusing the White House now, this is July 6th, of stonewalling on the Hunter Biden investigation. And they have these force called SARs, which are they're called a suspicious activity report, and they're stonewalling the release of those related to Hunter Biden. And then, you know, we've got everything. We've got – so, if the media wanted to, they could focus on the salacious things. Like, you know, we see these pictures of Hunter Biden from his laptop where he's cavorting with alleged prostitutes and allegedly using drugs. And or they could focus on the more, you know, if you want to say more substantive things about how Hunter Biden is looks like he has this spigot running right to the White House.
Right.
You know, and he's making money off of his dad.
Yeah.
And his dad is spending money. It's funny, these other salacious activities allegedly. So there's a pick which path you want to. You want to go with the salacious gossip and stuff? You can pick to the, or you want to focus on more serious stuff? You can go that route. The point is, they're not doing any of them at ABC, CBS, or NBC.
Well, they're busy covering the J6 committee hearing, you know,
right,
because that's so important. And when you've got a single digit percentage, according to polling, of people that, you know, give a whoop about it because they see it for what it is. This is just it's all a distraction. I mean, here we've got serious problems to deal with in our country, and the way they're dealing with this, it's unbelievable. I mean, even with Pat Cipriani yesterday, he's talking about, oh, we can't get the voting machines. Why can't we get the voting machines? I mean, that was part of the corruption. I mean, you had somebody come to Congress from Dominion say that they had no connection whatsoever. There was no way they could be connected to the Internet. And then somebody pulls out a modem out of the machine and says, what's this? Well, that'd be a modem. Well, you need a modem to connect to the Internet. Oh, yeah, but, you know, but we didn't do it. Well, come on. I mean, it's like you're really not serious about doing something about voter fraud. The attitude within the Beltway and the establishment is that if it isn't real obvious that it would have altered the outcome of the vote. If you don't have enough evidence to say, look at, Biden won by 12,000 votes in Arizona. If you can't show me 14,000 more votes for Trump that all of a sudden we found in somebody's desk drawer, then, it wouldn't have changed the outcome is the way they rationalize it. Or in Georgia, Trump makes a statement, hey, you know, find me, go ahead and find me 11,000 votes or whatever. And then their skulls and gray matter is splattering all over the walls because how dare he ask, you know, the Secretary of State, you know, Roethlisberger, to look for 11,000 votes when there are so many things that have happened in Georgia that they're finding out post-vote along with video evidence. But, you know, they're hiding behind it because of ego and because the outcome that the establishment got what they wanted, right? Amazing. This is where we are. Jeff Dickens, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Well, LeBron James has done it again. I mean, this is amazing. You know, this is the curious thing about elites. All you got to do is just, turn on elite TV and just for comedy and listen to the things they say and then how they backtrack. I mean, it is a dance that they're, proficient. And the reason they're proficient at is because they do it so often. Here's LeBron James, basketball player. And now he's chiming in on what has been happening with Brittany Griner. And I got to tell you, most people here in this country that know anything about basketball and have any compassion about Brittany and her situation are thanking God that she's not in North Korea because of what happened to an American citizen previously for, taking a poster. In this particular case, it's cannabis. That it was, it was some cannabis that she got caught with and some vaping equipment. All right. And so LeBron says, hey, if it was me, I'm not sure I would want to come back to the United States because the United States of America isn't watching my back. I mean, how does he know that kind of stuff? I mean, is he involved with the State Department? Has he been having any kind of inside information in terms of any kind of negotiations that's been going on with Russia on Brittany's behalf? But, in his own brilliance, here he is, and he makes a statement like that. And, of course, here you've got family, you've got kids, you've got a country that, thank you very much, has made a way for you to make a top 1% of earnings, on the planet, and you make that kind of statement. So then he backtracks it. Well, I didn't mean to say that about this beautiful country of ours, so here's the backtrack dance that takes place. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA is with us. Hey, Chris. I guess we'll give LeBron a breakfast taco. Maybe that'll calm him down. What do you think? Breakfast tacos for everybody.
That sounds good to me. Can I get a breakfast taco?
I don't know what the hell a breakfast taco is. I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican. I just have never, you know, I was saying to the audience the other day, I said, you know, my mom was alive.
You know, those are really good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who's ever heard of a breakfast, you know, and of course, then of course you get some of the people who get really strained by it. I mean, most Hispanics have a sense of humor and they, okay, all right, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a cute little white lady. And, so we'll give her a pass and just kind of laugh at it. And some got, oh my gosh, you know, don't call me a taco. Don't stereotype me. And it's like, oh, come on, please. You know, lighten up a little bit, you know. Let's turn on some mariachi music. We'll have some fun. And meanwhile, who knows? I mean, there's going to, you know, knowing Hispanics, they'll come up with a breakfast taco. They'll do it, and, you know, they'll figure out a way. They'll put some, I was talking with one guest, and and I hadn't really thought about it. I love chorizo. And I hadn't even really thought about it. And she says, oh, yeah, with her family, they do chorizo talk. You know, that is awesome, you know. And so knowing the Latin people, you know, they'll come up with something down maybe in Calle Ocho in Miami. They'll start selling breakfast tacos, you know, and this will be that'll be awesome. But anyway, surely we jest. We've got speaking of things south and. South of the border that we're dealing with, we've got serious issues here. I mean, the numbers, Chris, as Numbers USA has been reporting, our southern border remains a disaster, isn't it?
It really does. And, you know, don't be fooled by what the numbers might be over the next couple months, because it might appear like the numbers are coming down and, oh, my gosh, the Biden administration is doing such a great, wonderful job, even though I'm sure the levels will still be well above what they were in previous administrations. But it's also 120 degrees down there.
Right.
It's the middle of summertime. So this is just going to be a seasonal fluctuation. I think they dipped down a little bit last month where they were over 200,000. They've dipped back down under 200,000. They'll probably be under 200,000 for the next couple months, but they'll ramp right back up again in September. And I wouldn't even be surprised with some of these changes in the termination of the Remain in Mexico order that you see the numbers the highest that they've been when we get to the fall.
Well, and Obrador, I think, wanted to give Biden a couple of breakfast tacos because he didn't know what he was talking about. You know, Biden, when they had the meeting and stuff, he just shaking his head. And now, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Have you ever seen this where the president of Mexico has leverage over the United States? I mean, did you catch that?
Yeah, and I just, you know, why no country should have any leverage over the United States. I mean, we're the richest, most powerful nation in the world. How do people have leverage over us? But, you know, Trump played it the right way. He had the new version of NAFTA that he could use as leverage over Mexico. You know, Biden's got to find the same kind of thing. What can he use to leverage the Mexican president to stop this illegal migration that's pouring across his country to our southern border? But, you know, I think it's an administration that doesn't want to stop it. So they don't find anything to use.
They don't want to. See, this is the thing. We're fooling ourselves into thinking that they want to really do something about it because, like you said, guess what? Yes, it's hot and the cartels are going to keep shipping people because it's a commodity for them. They don't care about these people. They don't care. All they care about is what is on their end. The human trafficking that will take place, the sex trafficking, the drug running. And so watch what happens. There's going to be an increased number of body counts of people lying dead in the desert, making those dangerous trips, you know, across our border. While our government, you know, is not emphatic about saying, hey, the border is closed. I don't care what Mayorkas says. You know, his lips are moving, but that's it. You know, nobody is really getting behind a serious policy to do something about it. They want an open border, and that's what they're giving the American people, whether they like it or not. And even in a situation like, you know, what happened with the Border Patrol, you know, the evidence came out. They determined these Border Patrol agents on horseback did nothing. You know, they were it was all within, you know, standard operating procedure in conducting their horses. They did not beat people with this. But the president, without due process, made a decision along with all the Democrats in saying that somebody's going to get punished, that they will get punished for this. And even though the evidence and all the investigations prove that they were innocent of these charges, the president is still bound and determined to throw a penalty flag and punish these border agents.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's just, imagine what the federal workforce must be like right now. Jeez, well, any time that there might be an instance where I make a public mistake, the president's just going to automatically assume guilt and come after us.
Right.
It doesn't exactly drive morale throughout the federal.
What happens, it depends on what part of the agenda you're involved in. The border being what it is, you know, it's like, okay, if you don't get on board and just say ole and let them go through and you try to do your job that you're being paid for by the American people in protecting, you know, the border states there. And of course, now we're saying every, you know, and which is the case, is that every state is a border state now because Biden is shipping these illegal migrants or immigrants into cities all over the place in the dark of night.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just want to mention real quick, too, amid all of this, what are House Democrats doing? House Democrats are voting on the National Defense Authorization Act or beginning consideration of the National Defense Authorization Act today. Not a must-pass bill, but something that has historically passed every single year. So it's considered a must-pass bill. And they're going to add immigration amendments to it that do nothing to secure the border, but instead allow more people to get green cards here in the United States. It's just they're so out of touch right now with the American people and obviously don't have too much either. They've completely written off their chances in November during the midterm elections, or they just simply don't care.
Well, they don't care until they have to care, and it's too late.
Right.
When their jobs are no longer available, where their communities have been infused with illegal migrants that don't believe in the rule of law, that are responsible for killing American citizens in every state of the union, until it's their family member, it doesn't matter. You know, they'll continue to vote in these Democrats to do this and put us into, you know, these pernicious situations. I mean, Chris, you know this. You've been studying this. Whether it's Venezuela, whether it's Cuba, go and look at all these other nations. There is one thing in common that they all have. No borders. They open up the borders. They flood the population. And next thing you know, the culture, the endemic aspects of these different countries and their cultures are compromised, and they lose their countries. And look what we're seeing right now. I mean, Venezuela.
Right.
I mean, these poor people. Once a wealthy nation, they're eating out of the back of trash trucks. And there are people here from Venezuela that come to the United States. Say, hello, hey, you guys are doing the same thing we did. Stop it. You know, we came here to get away from it, and it's like this is following us here. This is scaring us. You guys do not see this. You need to wake up and smell the coffee or the breakfast tacos. One of those.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, all you got to do is pretty much drive around any big city here in the United States and just take a look at the homeless issue that we have going on right now. And, yeah, we are pretty much heading in that direction. I mean, certainly we have a huge population, so – you know, I don't think we'll ever get to the point where a significant portion of Americans are living on the streets but I mean,
well, you say that. Look at 70,000 homeless people in Los Angeles. We never thought.
Right.
I grew up there. I worked in Los Angeles. You know, last time I was there, I'm watching tents and overpasses of the highway, of the 101 highway. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. Washington, D.C., you walk out of the train station, Union Station, you walk into a homeless village.
Yeah, San Francisco, they drop some kids off right in this homeless compound, and these kids, well, you know, be safe, you know, you're dropping them off in the middle of all, you got people there shooting up, defecating in the streets, and you got little kids, you know, from school, so it's like, here we are, we're worried about, a trans storybook hour, and these kids are being met up with the most horrific sights already. I mean, this is unbelievable in today's America. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm...